save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another live edition of the Dogs Podcast. Just a couple weeks away from real life, meaningful football games. Josh and Justin were up at camp today, so they got some cool stuff to tell us. We're going to talk about all the rumors we're hearing flying around the Browns, some injury updates, what we've liked so far in the preseason, what has us worried. I think we got a pretty fun live lined up. Before we jump into everything, though, remember, if you want to get your intros and your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Before we go on, I guess, before I forget, because I was about to mention our merch store, which you can find on our website. Shout out to the Tuscarawas County Browns backers for these sweet shirts.
Yep.
We all got these Tuscarawas County Browns backers shirts. I picked them up yesterday, and he's like, maybe you could wear them on the show sometime. I was like, hey, man, I'm already planning on wearing this tomorrow.
So that was the point.
That was the point. So if you're local to Tuscarawas County, somewhere around here, and you're looking for a place to watch a Browns game, hang out with Browns fans on Sundays, check out the Tuscarawas County Browns backers. They meet at Shenanigans Bar in Dover right off Route 800. They're super nice guys. We've done stuff with them. They've been able to put together some pretty cool events. They've had Stump Mitchell down there a couple times, and he told me about some other stuff they're working on. They got some cool contacts from our good friend Kenny Mack. So Kenny Mack out here doing the Lord's work for all these Browns backers. A club. So if you're local, check out the Tuscarawas County Browns backers. A lot of good guys over there. Shenanigans, a good place to get a bite to eat, watch a game. So check them out. A bunch of nice guys. Awesome to hang out with them. We appreciate the shirts. They're awesome. All right. So back into my now scheduled opening. I got off track, but I didn't want to forget because I told him I'd wear the shirt. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new episodes. We appreciate everybody who has already liked and subscribed. We're inching closer to that 10K mark, and we appreciate everybody who's helping us out get there. We're hoping to get – we can get there in the next 2 weeks. Look at us go. Yeah. We'll be in better shape than maybe the Browns are right now. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. You can also find us on every major social media platform. Just search at the Dogs Podcast. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page, get access to the private Discord, and you get to play fantasy football with us. We still got some spots open. If you want to join, if you want to play fantasy football, here's the catch. In order to play fantasy football, you have to join the Dog Pack and you have to stay in the Dog Pack for the length of the football season, or at least the fantasy football season, to be eligible. We had some people sign up for the free trial and then they never upped and they signed up. We can't, it's not like I'm trying to, you know, be in your wallets. It's just not fair to the people who do stay in. Yeah. You know, so we can't have some people who stayed in, follow the rules, and play, and then 10 people who aren't, you know, in the Dog Pack playing. It's just, it's an exclusive feature of getting to be part of the Dog Pack. So if you want to play with us, if you're one of the people who signed up for the free trial and you signed up for fantasy and maybe you didn't realize that you didn't up it and you didn't realize you're not in it right now, you got time, jump in there. The cutoff is 2 days from now. So if you're, this is a live episode. So if you're watching live, you got 2 days to get it in there, get signed up. And again, you can do any tier you want. I think the lowest tier is $5 and you can drop out the day after the fantasy championships if you want. You know, we prefer if you stay, that'd be cool. But if you just want to jump in and play fantasy with us and get out, that's perfectly fine too. But you just at least have to be in during the fantasy football season. So I want to throw that out there, let you guys know. But we appreciate if you guys do jump in, stick around. The Dog Pack's awesome. We've met a lot of cool people from all around the world. We're going to go meet a bunch of them up in Cleveland a weekend of the Chargers game. Obviously we've met Kenny Mack. It's just a good time. That the private Discord's awesome. You get to talk to guys basically 24/7. So if you're interested in that, you want to play fantasy football with us, you want extra episodes every week, you want to play, just kind of hang out with everybody all the time, check out jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So you guys talk for a second. I'm going to take a pause and fix my earpiece. I'm not just sticking with it for the entire
time. Hello, Josh. How are you doing?
Justin, what's going on, great. Buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, man.
So Justin's face is beet red.
Yeah, I'm very
and this is for if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening, just know that I think, what, is it my whole face or just the left side?
Kind of turn your head some. Maybe just the left side. Who cares,
like,
bro?
Mushroom, like,
it's different. That's not it. That's not.
Yeah, we were up at training camp today. Ton of fun. Had a good time. But man, that sun was right on us the entire time. So, but yeah, we could probably dive into a little bit of what we saw today and everything. I guess the first thing when we got there, we were, first of all, I didn't realize that they knocked down all the houses outside of the facility like that were really close there. And they made, I mean, we pulled right in, parked, walked right across the field into the, and in and out. I mean, like that.
That's way better.
Yes.
No, it didn't pay for parking.
Baldwin Wallace.
We weren't in any waiting line. Like it was great.
It was nice. Yeah.
We were also early, but I mean, we got there right when the gates opened. So that's really not that early. But anyway, we got there and like I said, we were there about an hour and a half before everybody else really got on the field and started practicing. But we noticed that there were people out on the field kind of, I guess, doing calisthenics, kind of running. They weren't doing football drills, but you know what I'm saying? Just kind of stretching, running a little bit, some short sprints. And it was Jack Conklin and Naeem Hines and Buki Watson and D'Anthony Bell.
And one more.
Well, in a minute. Okay. And we're like, oh man.
Okay.
Oh, it's good to see Jack Conklin out here. And he's moving fluid, looked good and everything. And what he was doing, we're like, where's Jed? And then what, 15 minutes later, Jed, the other guys kind of cleared out, went in. Jed Wills came out.
Yep.
And did his stuff.
Yep.
So
what is going on with Jed Wills?
Not real sure.
Yeah.
What was his injury again?
It was a knee, right?
Yeah.
It was knee. Wasn't an ACL, right?
You guys talk. I'll look it up quick.
From my understanding is it was not a year-long injury. I don't understand what is taking so long.
Yeah. Like, I guess so.
You don't – obviously, I don't want to rush him back from an injury, but we're at the point now where I don't feel like we're rushing him. It's just like, what is going on? Yeah. Is it not healing properly? What? Because we need Jed Wills, which, you know, who would have thought like we'd be pounding the drum to get Jed Wills back on the field as quickly as we could. But I think we've all been on the record saying we really liked what he was doing before the injury.
Yeah.
Like the last, you know, he was starting to come to his own, it seemed like, at least effort-wise.
MCL injury. Yeah. So not a tear. So I don't know if it was a severe sprain, mild tear.
Even if you completely tear your MCL, it's like a couple months. I mean, you could play with a torn MCL in a brace. I tore my MCL before. And so I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand what's taking so long. I'd imagine he had surgery, but still, like, he's not the kind of player where it's like, oh, he doesn't need the practice. No, that dude, like, he needs to practice.
And we need him out
there. He's going to be going up against Micah Parsons week one if he plays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the fact that he's still on the PUP and not practicing, and we've heard almost no updates, to me is concerning, to say the least.
You should be. The last that I heard, I thought Coach Stefanski said that he believed that everything should be good and he would be okay for week one. Now, I can't remember how long ago this was, but like nothing that I've heard as far as coming out of the Browns organization is telling me that, you know what I mean? That's what, when we were heading up, I was like, I really would just like to see Conklin and Wills out there. Cause if it's like a no show, I'm freaking out, you know, inside. I'm going, well, hey, you know, this could be a promising season or it could be, you know, a wash if we can't keep Deshaun Watson upright. So the longer it goes, the more concerned I think you have to be.
The Kenny says the Browns don't understand what's going on with Jed either. That's something I actually heard this. I heard that they behind closed doors are frustrated that he's not back yet. But I didn't ever see anything like substantiating that claim. Mm-hmm. So, but Kenny has obviously maybe heard some of the same things that I've heard or read. Like they're also wondering why he's not back.
I feel like Kevin might have been asked earlier this week or maybe late last week, and I thought he just said he's continuing to progress well or something like a very bland, Coach you know,
Man. Nick Chubb's almost back from almost having his leg cut off.
Yeah.
And Jed Wills had an MCL injury. And I understand different points in the season, but still, if you would have told me at the end of last year, who'd be back first.
Yeah.
I would 100% said Jed Wills.
No, not everybody's bodies recover exactly the same. And Jed's a bigger guy. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it would be nice if we just had some freaking answers. Cause I mean, last week's game, they said no to James Hudson at left tackle, started Afidi, who was starting at left tackle for all the first team reps today, Jermaine Afidi. DeJuan Jones, and we can talk about this now real quick. He was at right tackle with the first team. And I think somebody said something about why don't we move him over to left tackle? And we were talking at camp and we said,
no.
Like, why would you take a guy who is very good at right tackle?
Yep.
Put him at left tackle where we have no idea what he is. And then put somebody else at right tackle who's not very good at right tackle. Right. Now you screwed up both your tackles.
The only way I would say you'd put him at left tackle is if it gets to week one and Jed's not ready, but Conklin is.
Well, you're talking about DeJuan over at left?
Yes.
The thing, the reason why I say that people need to just kind of maybe move on from that idea is that he hasn't practiced there once. Like, he's not getting any run in the preseason games, in training camp. He is right tackle.
I get that, but at the same time, are you going to play left tackle with a guy who's not as good at playing football is a guy you're going to leave sitting on the bench if Jack Conklin's healthy and then watch your quarterback run for his life all game while you have a guy who you think is very good sitting there just because it's on the other side of the line? I would at least giving him a shot.
Do we think there's a chance that maybe Conklin goes to the other side?
No.
No?
The fact that we're still discussing this, I remember having this conversation back in like February or March talking about, well, you know, who's playing right to all this stuff. And here we are a couple of weeks away from the season and we don't have either of them back yet. Concern level.
And I've been,
high
through the roof. Okay. I've been on this show saying I don't want DeJuan Jones to go play left tackle either but if I'm watching, if my choice is let DeJuan Jones try it out against Micah Parsons or throw out
Afidi,
all these other people, my choice is going to be let DeJuan Jones is better at football and let's just see what he can do, because I'm not watching Deshaun just run around for his life while a guy who is better is just sitting there because we didn't try it. I'm at least trying it.
Yeah. Andrew Jackson, super chat, says Jed seems very weak-minded. Why wait to come out and stretch when your peers aren't around? Can't take criticism right now at all. I get that. I think that could be a potential explanation for some of that. Who knows? Maybe he was in the training room getting his knee wrapped up and it took longer than the other guys. I don't know. It was kind of weird that all the other, you know, pup guys were out there working out and doing their thing and they left and then Jed came out. It was a little odd, but who knows? There could have been any explanation for that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So The other big news coming out of camp today, the biggest news, a couple of things, is that Deshaun did some team drills and then they pulled him out and sat him with general arm soreness. Though you had thought he would have got put on season-ending IR.
Really? Because we're sitting there. Stuff. We weren't even, like, I wasn't on Twitter at all today. We were sitting there just watching and it was like, Jameis is taking all the first team reps here in the team drills. We're like, well, maybe Jameis is starting.
Yeah, that's kind of...
So that's what we took
away
from it.
We
kind of
just took it as, oh, hey, because we didn't know about the, you know, arm soreness. We just took it as, well, hey, looks like coach isn't that confident in this tackle situation.
Because Deshaun was out there in individuals doing all the throws and everything on the other field. So we're like, okay, well, maybe they're just trying to get Jameis some reps with the ones to get ready for Saturday. I don't know.
Yep.
So I guess my thing with it, I'm not panicking about general arm soreness, mostly because we're now, you know, we're deep into training camp in the offseason program and into the preseason. The dude's throwing 80 balls a day for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason pitchers pitch on 5 days rest in baseball. You know what I mean? And I understand it's not the exact same motion, but at some point, I mean, it's not crazy to think that your arm can just get sore. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things where if it's in a game, he would have still just kept playing.
Yeah.
Or even in the seat, you know what I mean? But why push it in a practice today if he's a little bit sore and he's been throwing 80, 100 balls every day. Just, it, you know what I mean? Like, to me, I'm not panicking about that. Where do we stand on, does he play on Saturday?
I mean, I,
so we had this conversation on our Discord show on Sunday. Obviously we had less information. We have more information now and everything. We know that, it's going to be Afidi starting unless he gets hurt in the next day or two, who knows? Right. And DeJuan. So those are your tackles on that starting offensive line. Can Afidi hold his own for a couple series just to give Deshaun some game reps? Are we really, I mean, there's four other starters on that offensive line. DeJuan Jones is pretty much a starter, right? He was most of last season.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of comes down to that arm soreness.
If it's general arm soreness, his arm shouldn't still be sore.
No, it should be fine. Right.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
I honestly, my thing too, like with, I do want to see him out there. Now, like if they're, obviously there'll always be risk for injury, but if it's like going to be Hudson and, you know, like it, we're just throwing together this, you know, misfit line and we can't protect. I don't think it's a good idea to put him out there. But like, let's say last year plays out like it did this, like, you know what I mean? Like it could this year. Let's say a tackle goes down. Are we benching Watson week two because Afidi's playing? No, like he has to, like, especially like we're heading into getting ready for Dallas week. Like get some reps. We need reps, you know, like.
I didn't care if I played left tackle in this game. I wanted, he needed to play.
right.
Like your first live game reps cannot be Dallas. When you haven't played in almost a year. And before that, you had hardly played in the previous 3 years. Like this season, this is a make or break season, essentially. Like this is we're going for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like he's got to get some game reps. We got to take the bubble wrap off. He's at the end of the day, he's a football player. And I'm not saying go out there and put him in empty sets for 15 straight plays and let him just get murdered. But if you have to chip, we're not running our offense anyways, you know, chip him with a tight end, chip him with a running back, tell him he's got to get rid of the ball in 3 seconds. You don't care what, if he's just throwing it out of bounds, do something, but the guy's got to get out there and play some football. Mm-hmm. And he's got to get game speed and game reps and play a little bit. He's got to play. You cannot go into week one not having played in almost a year.
And then week one, I don't want to hear, well, we're just trying to get used to like the speed of the game and get, that's what the preseason's for. Yes, now. That's why we
don't
did
have,
that.
We don't have the, our schedule at the beginning is brutal.
Yeah.
We can't start 1-5 because we're shaking off the rust.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the way this schedule is set up, this season could be over by week six if we're shaking rust off.
Which I don't anticipate, but we'll see. And I did. I mean, I'm with you guys that, I mean, I obviously think it'd be great if he comes out and plays. I don't really care how long, couple series, just kind of
get
the juices flowing. I'm kind of tired of saying rust. I just getting the flow of the game, just getting game speed and all that stuff. Like you guys said, but I saw somebody post on Twitter too, said, you know, if Deshaun Watson needs two series in a preseason game to be ready for the season, we're in big trouble. That's and fair. I get that. Like, even if he didn't play, he should still be able to come out week one. Maybe the first quarter's a little like, okay, it was kind of slow, but here's kind of like that no matter what.
And obviously I'm big Watson fan, but there's been a difference between a little slow and he's just spiking the ball into the ground, you know? So like, I don't want that week one. We need to let's get that out of the system on Saturday. I need to see, like, hit the ground running. We're playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Week one.
Like you said, we're not going to be running our offense probably anyway on Saturday. And I guess I'm encouraged enough. Just the fact that he's been available all training camp, running the new offense and learning it that way. So, but at this point, I kind of think
there's been a lot of reports that the offense has been bad.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
So yeah, we were up at training camp today and we were like, where are these plays at?
Yeah.
We've watched two preseason games and I know that we're not unveiling the new offense, but I doubt the plan was to look anemic. You know, to look like we didn't know what a chunk play was, or to try to score. We were like, we're not trying to score points. I'm not pressing the panic button, but between what I've seen in the preseason and what I've heard of reports coming out of camp, especially with, I mean, it's not like the Vikings defense is like, they're not
elite.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
And above average.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer's in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code, it are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
And the offense has not looked good. Oh. And I've heard varying reports on how Watson looks. I was talking to a guy, and he said, the dude from The Athletic was saying, like, he looks okay sometimes, but he had, like, as a whole, a lot left to be desired from what I've seen of the Browns offense and Deshaun in camp. That has me, I'm at least nervous. And some of it is the offensive line play. I get that it's been a turnstile up front. That being said, we got him to overcome some of that stuff. If we had to have like an all-pro offensive line and Amari Cooper and all these guys, we could have just kept our old quarterback.
Well, that was what the narrative was, though. You know what I mean? The narrative was always, well, if it all has to be perfect, then
it's, you know what I mean? It's not ever going to all, like,
we need a guy to elevate the other guys.
Yes. So if the other, like, way around, if the offensive line's banged up, well, that's okay, cuz our quarterback's all world. He can cover up some of those deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. So the way I kind of look at that too is he's going against the Browns' first team defense in camp. I mean, the Browns have one of the best defenses in the league, and it's Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith. We saw them out there today. There was one play where I don't know who was playing right tackle. It wasn't DeJuan. It was whoever's on second team. Mm-hmm. But Myles Garrett went, like, the dude didn't even have a chance to touch him, went right past him and tackled the running back in the backfield on a handoff. Yeah. Like, play done. So we got these backup tackles going against these, you know, stud defensive ends and stuff. So I think there's some of that, but, you know, I think the reports during Vikings week last week was pretty much good, though, that he was,
it was, you know, okay.
It was okay.
Again, I've heard it was,
I heard the first day was really good, and then the second day was kind of more,
I heard both that sides. Coming out of the joint practices, either both teams had the best defenses of all time or both offenses were shitty. That's what I heard.
I know watching today, and obviously we're talking second, third, fourth string, you know, guys that might not make the team, guys that might not even, you know, maybe their practice squad. I would look at Josh and go, yeah, that's a sack. In a real game, that's a sack. You know what I mean? That there was probably five or six of those plays where it would have been a sack, and then they extended another 5 or 6 seconds just for, you know, scramble drill and all that. But
in I'm not saying that he's got, like, he has to be Superman. I mean, we watch, even Pat Mahomes got beat by 40 in a Super Bowl because his tackles were bad.
Yeah.
But man, we gotta be able to elevate some.
Well, like, and Kenny's in the chat here, he made a good point. We talked about this at camp today. He says all we've done in the preseason is just throw to running backs and tight ends.
Yep.
And that's what we saw at camp today. I mean,
They're
for the first team, Kenny, just to alleviate some of that, Jerry Jeudy looked good.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy
was
looked healthy. I've heard since he came back, he's been making plays.
His route running is nice.
Yes.
Like, crisp, and just putting moves on guys where it's like, hey, because I've heard things about Jerry Jeudy, like his rack ability, you know, with the ball in his hands,
what'd
is
say,
actually pretty damn good. Yeah,
rack. Okay, big rack.
Nice, go Yak ahead. Ability, how's okay. that?
Cool.
Not run after. Well, no, it is run after.
Yeah, catch. You're good. Yeah.
So anyway, you guys just like throwing me off my
head. Absolutely. That's what I do.
But he looked good today.
Yeah,
I agree. Whenever you got down to that second and third string, that was where it was. Who was that?
Yeah.
Mitchell Payton. Who was that? Mitchell Payton again.
Yeah.
Mitchell Payton again.
I thought.
Oh, they dumped it off to.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, Aiden Robinson.
Even like when they were doing the ones towards the end, I thought Thrash kind of got open on some plays and had some nice plays. Even like towards the end, like Marion Brown had a really nice touchdown pass from Huntley like this. So there was positive things, but.
It's one of those things where I'm not trying to press the panic button or be a negative Nancy in the preseason, but to go back to like my general rule of thumb is I don't care how good you look. I care if you look bad in the preseason. Mm-hmm. And so far we've looked bad.
Yeah. It has not been pretty.
I think it's fair to say like after watching like what would be like a fourth, fifth string depth chart for us, like we have to hope that we never have to go that far down the well. Yes. You know what I mean? When it's regular season.
But to put things in perspective, I'm way more concerned about the tackle situation entering the season than I am with Deshaun.
It's fair. Yes, absolutely. You know
what I mean? I want to see it, and I'm harping on wanting to see it, but I believe he can do it.
Right.
The tackle situation, I don't know if they can do it.
But then they go hand in hand too, you know what I mean? Because then in your head you're going, now our tackle situation sucks. Now we can't even have a clean pocket.
If we're gonna have bad tackle play, he's got to trust what he's seeing.
Yeah,
that way he can get rid of the ball, get his drop, and get rid of the ball quick because he knows that he's got a turnstile over there at left tackle, so he can't hold it. He's got to see it, believe what he's seeing, step into it, and throw it. I think he can do it. We've heard that he's way more confident this year. He seems to be, So that's what I'm excited to watch it, but I want to see it Saturday night for a little bit.
And the other thing that the tackle, obviously, like I said earlier, we'll have the rest of our starters on that offensive line with DeJuan Jones if Jack Conklin wouldn't be ready, by the way he looked today out there moving around. I think Conklin will probably be okay for week one.
I do too.
That would be my assumption. Even if not, we got DeJuan. What about the run game so far in the preseason has been bad, and it's coming off of last season where the second half of the year it was real bad.
Yeah.
And we don't have Nick Chubb, who's the overcomer in that game.
Right.
So
it makes me nervous that did Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt get a bunch of guys paid up front? You know what I mean?
It's fair. For a couple seasons now, we're like.
For making them look better than what they are. I hope not, because we're all huge Wyatt Teller fans, and I think Joel Bitonio is probably going to have a Hall of Fame case.
Yes.
When it's all said and done. But like guys like, Posick and we love Teller, but there's a reason he was available in a trade. And then all of a sudden he comes to Cleveland and he looks like a stud. Well, we got Nick Chubb, who doesn't look like a stud with Nick Chubb. I'm nervous that they got those guys paid.
I would even counter
not
you
as good as what we think they are.
I would even counter you if it's not Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, Callaway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. How much are we missing him heading into this season?
That's what I was going to say, too.
You know, and not taking shots at the new coach or anything. That's a huge, those are huge shoes to fill. But
I'm not trying to be too negative for the preseason.
We're negative today.
But,
yikes.
Yeah. But in the preseason, we know the preseason doesn't really matter. But I'm just going based off what I've seen in the preseason. And I know the line was beat up last year. But like you said, we're averaging like under 2 yards a carry.
It was really, really bad. And I guess, again, not to overreact to like results of the preseason in terms of like total yardage and
you
points
just want to see
and
execution.
Exactly. And I just don't feel like we are over or out physicaling the opposing line, defense or offense. Now, defense last week in the second half looked like it got it going and they were kind of beating up on their backups a little bit. That was good to see.
Yeah.
But man, in the first part of the game, I feel like we're just getting bullied up front.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of I don't like to see that.
I don't want to be too negative in terms of harping on but like it's execution. I haven't felt like we're as buttoned up as I'd like us to see. I just don't feel as happy. Now we come out with starters Saturday and they all get to play, two or three drives and we go down and get a touchdown. And we get a 3-and-out or maybe not even a 3-and-out, but we look good and they don't score.
Pick up a couple first downs or something.
And the starters just look overwhelmingly better than what we've seen so far. I'm like, okay, cool. Good. Some of my fears can be put to rest. I'm not saying I'm fearful, but we're playing Micah Parsons week one.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like it's not like we're playing scrubs week one. And I don't want to get off to a slow start. Like it's the, we play the toughest schedule in the NFL this year. There's not going to be an opportunity where it's like, well, if we start off rough, there's a 6-game stretch where we can just rattle off six in a row. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we can't afford to get off to an 0-3 start, 0-4 start. It's just even a 1-3 start's detrimental.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forget what the numbers are, but the odds of making the playoffs at like 1-3 are, I mean, it's like in the single digits, I think.
Crazy.
Pretty low.
So I guess the more news out of training camp was Pierre Strong left in an ambulance. So now the running back room is thin. Yeah.
So we didn't like, I was actually going online just for 1 second there. And that was the first thing that popped up on my timeline. I said, Justin, did we miss this? We're sitting here.
Yeah.
When did Pierre Strong get hurt? Well, he got hurt earlier on in an individual drill.
Mm-hmm. You said it was like a hang dummy.
Yeah. Like the hanging dummy drill or something where they run through the thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he walked off with trainers. What'd you say? It was Bruce Sternum?
Rib contusion.
Rib contusion. Yep. Okay.
A shortness of breath.
Okay.
That's what I saw was.
So it was an overly cautious response, which is fine. But
he was short of breath. And, you know, he's having pain up here. So they probably were like, make sure it's not a lung.
Crack rib or something like that. Punctured lung.
Yeah. I would imagine. Now, here's the thing is rib injuries are painful.
Yeah.
Bruised ribs can. But the running back room is definitely getting thin again. You know, we went from like, look at all this. It's a log jam at running back, even without Nick Chubb to, hopefully nobody else gets banged up.
I mean, it's crazy because you think Nick Chubb's out, right? Jerome Ford is healthy. He looked healthy today.
Yeah, he did.
Foreman just got airlifted out like, 2 weeks ago?
He looked good in the preseason. He was back out there today looking good. So. Yep.
Strong, you know, now he's out. We thought
Hines is still not.
Yeah,
we saw any team drill or any actual football drills.
Yep. So I mean, it's an opportunity for Aiden Robbins.
I know maybe we're biased because we got to meet him and interview him, but I wish they would give this guy some touches in the preseason.
Well, it might not have a choice this week.
Yeah,
especially like the second half. But like I was telling you before the show, I mean he was kind of the go to guy. As soon as like they went into team drills and Strong was already gone. I mean, Aiden Robbins got the bulk of the work outside of, you know, like after the first team and even some with the first team, cause he was back there with those guys. He was running with Jameis a few times and he stayed out after practice running routes and stuff with Jameis and throwing, catching the ball and stuff. So
he was running as the gunner too on punt returns.
That's right. Yeah. He was kind of being the linebacker. Yeah.
I really want that dude to make the team. And there hasn't been a ton of bright spots so far for me early in the preseason. Even though his numbers aren't going to jump off the stat sheet, to me, he's been impressive just because he always gets positive yards.
Yes.
Even when there's not, he always falls forward. We're not in the negative whenever he's touched the ball, you know, and he converted a short yardage touchdown. I really thought when they released John Kelly, like we were going to see a lot more of him this week. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to get a lot of run in the second half. And then we don't see him in the end of the game until 4 or 5 minutes ago. I'm like, what is going on? Why is this? And then even when he comes in, it's more of the same. He's falling forward. We're always positive in the chains when he's getting the ball. So I'm hoping this week he finally gets an opportunity to like, can we get this guy double digit carries once and let him see what he can do because he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run block. He's huge. You know, if we're going to have maybe a beat up offensive line, it should be nice to have a running back that can break a couple arm tackles at the point of attack, at least keep us in, you know, 2nd and 7 instead of, you know, 2nd and 11,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. So I hope he gets an opportunity. I thought another bright spot so far of the preseason has been Cade York.
I got his autograph today.
Yeah, you did.
does he still have his mustache?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I took Kenna up. She met him. Kenna was the lightning. She did the work today.
Good.
Heavy lifting.
He's been a bright spot for me.
Yeah, sure.
That's what we talked about on Sunday too. Like one of the positives, because again, there's not much to glean from these games so far, but he came out and just knocked through another 33 yarder just like it was nothing, you know, and up and in. That's what you.
And he's been perfect on extra points.
Yeah.
Like to me, hopefully they can keep him around somehow. You know what I mean? Do you practice squad kickers? I don't know if that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. I would think so, yeah.
That's how we signed people off of practice squads last year for the kicker position.
Obviously, Hopkins just signed an extension, but Cade York's got a crazy leg. We talked about this. We felt like it was all between the ears with him. Mm-hmm. If he's got that sorted out, like he could be the weapon we thought he was when we drafted him. I mean, obviously, I want to see him kick with some pressure and in some actual games and make sure, you know, this isn't a like smoke and mirrors. But, and I'm not screaming for him to take Dustin Hopkins' spot this year or anything stupid. Right. But I just think down the road, Cade York could still prove to be a weapon that looked like maybe we missed on. And luckily we got a second chance and it could pay off for us because I think he's been impressive. He's been one of the few bright spots that I've taken note of, like, well, at least Cade York seems to be doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, is anybody else doing well?
I thought, like, if I know
preseason or training camp in general,
just this entire last 2 months.
I mean, I think overall, yeah. I mean, the defense today I thought looked good.
Yeah.
Again, Miles just comes off the ball so freaking fast. I mean, it's really not fair. It's good to have Za'Darius, obviously, after he went down with that injury earlier in camp. Emerson, again, the only cornerback out there because Ward is still,
I guess we should like
not practicing. I don't know if he's
still in concussion protocol,
but not concussion.
No,
right?
They confirmed it today. He's a
concussion. Oh, it is confirmed.
Yes.
That Jesus. Sucks.
Jesus.
So that's his fifth confirmed now, I believe, in his career.
Yeah. In his pro career.
Yeah. True. Right.
So I don't know if he had any like confirmed in college.
Huh? How long till the season starts? Because, I mean, he could miss 2 weeks with that, right?
I mean, he's already been out a week. So it just depends. It really sucks that you can't stop getting concussions. Was he wearing a guardian cap?
I know they have to. Everybody except for quarterbacks and kickers.
Oh, they have to?
Yes. Yes. This year it's mandated for all players.
In practice, that's right. They just don't have to in the game yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, how soft's the brain right now? You know what I mean? Like, it's been...
It's been
tenderized, good, apparently.
I will say, Greg, we saw Greg Newsome on the sideline, obviously just in t-shirt and shorts, but moving. Mm-hmm. He was actually just doing we'll call it calisthenic drills with some other guys on the sideline.
Like a cover drill. Like a short,
yeah, like a little
five-yard release drill. Yeah, a release
and,
drill.
You know, it was just good to see him moving fluidly and everything like that, coming off of the hamstring surgery. So status for week one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were hoping to have him ready for week one. I if he's not... 2-3. I don't think he misses many games.
We saw DeAnthony Bell too.
Yeah.
Working out. And I thought that he looked pretty, I mean, obviously, I thought he looked pretty healthy. I don't know how close to 100% he probably is, but like I didn't go away going, well, he looks hurt. You know what I mean? He looked pretty healthy to me, but
it stinks. He hasn't practiced at all. And that's an uphill sled.
Yeah.
Sure is.
So,
I mean, Ronnie Hickman's out too. He was on the sideline there, and I didn't see him doing any drills or anything today.
No. Well, I think at the beginning we did because I thought it was, I can't remember if that was an individual drill or not.
I remember
seeing.
The people around us are saying, hey, that's Emerson. And I'm like, that's not Emerson. Emerson's out there practicing.
So, one thing I have in here, things that have us worried, which I feel like we've talked about, but.
Okay.
I don't think Siaki Ika is making the team.
Oh, we said that today.
Yeah.
We saw him out there and we're like, dude, he's not here.
So I didn't get to watch the breakdown, but I just read a little bit about it. Jake Burns, who's been on the show a couple times, went back and he's like, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and I don't like to be too hard on people. He was like, but not only don't think he's going to make this team or good enough to be on our team. He's like, I'm not convinced he's an NFL football player.
Right. How telling was it in that game that he's out there in the fourth quarter with
late? I mean, dude was
with guys till the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
Last year. And he's playing at the very end of the preseason game in which we had a joint practice with this team.
Yeah.
Like this is supposed to be players that are going to be in the XFL.
Yes.
And he's on the ground more than I know we were excited because he like transformed his body. You're like, oh, what's Ika going to do that? The writing was on the wall when he couldn't even sniff an active game day roster last year.
So true.
Like healthy scratches for a guy who you picked in the third round is not good.
No, I mean, we talked it up to the depth being part of that. And then he was kind of injured or whatever to start the season. But there's obviously more to it.
While I was watching that game, I was wondering, I'm like, is this the Cleveland Browns trying to offer this guy up like one last chance? Or is this dude selling, like pretty much selling the Browns, hey, I'm trying to still be on this team. Like, let me stay in there. Let me get more reps, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it doesn't look good either way. Either way, it's not a telling sign of.
Because we're deep at D tackle. I mean, there's so, and we're deeper than I thought we were going to be last week because Michael Hall keeps playing.
This is true.
So, which is wild, but yeah, that's it's not good for him. There's been more that's worried me than that's made me happy. That's for sure.
Upcoming election. Just kidding. Just guys. Kidding, I really, got up still. At 2 a.m. today. I'm very tired.
I mean, you know, the offseason was, the Browns made a lot of good moves. All the moves in the right direction. But then, like we've been saying here the last couple of weeks, since training camp started, it has been kind of bad news more than not. I mean, the injuries. Is that number one on your list of things that concern you?
For sure.
Yeah.
The injuries, I don't know. I know they keep saying we're happy with the guys that we have. I'd be calling every free agent left tackle. The only thing I can think is they're waiting for like the roster cutdowns and for getting some guys. But there's some guys out there that can play. What's the dude who used to be in Green Bay?
David Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
He's been hurt for like a year and a half now, though.
But is he healthy now?
I don't know. He's not on a roster, and he was an all-pro, you know, tackle two years ago.
If he has a clean bill of health now, that's better than all the tackles that are currently hurt on our team. So I'm calling him and seeing, and we'll play him until he gets hurt. And then hopefully by then Jed's back.
Yeah. And we don't know if maybe they have called him.
You know, like you think if we'd called him, there would have been some kind of report about that we've reached out to him or something. But I would be calling, we need to sign honestly two, arguably, left tackles. Unless Jed's going to be back like tomorrow, because you're potentially one injury away from James Hudson playing left tackle for you.
We've done that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that's my whole argument on this, like tackle thing. I'm like, I've already done this.
And we've kind of like, we're obviously big Andrew Berry fans, but we've kind of seen things like this before where it's, it seems like we all notice that there's a glaring weakness. Like a couple of years ago, it was our interior defensive line. Mm-hmm. And they seemed like they were just perfectly fine with it. And we were weak at linebacker, and it seemed like they were just fine with it. And we were like, well, maybe he knows something we don't know. Turns out he didn't. We had the worst run defense in football, and they were just gouging us for 300 yards a game. This seems like something we maybe should have seen coming when Jed was still not healthy yet. And your first option's a guy who we've watched play and be awful over and over and over and over again. Like how is this the option? And just because I like Andrew Berry doesn't mean I think he is absolved from all criticism in this. Like there's no way you could have been looking at your roster and going, yep, behind Jed, we feel pretty good. If Jed has another injury or if he doesn't get back in time, we can roll with this guy. There's no way.
Well,
there's no way.
Yeah. And I don't know if the plan was to like definitely roll with James Hudson because I mean, he did sign, you know, Jermaine Afidi and Hakeem Adeniji, who is now on IR, you know, so some of this stuff is the injuries where it's like,
but who are these guys?
Depth tackles.
Yes.
But that's what you're getting.
They're not proven players that you feel good about.
Well, but I'm saying when you're signing depth linemen, that's what's available.
But your backup left tackle isn't a depth piece. Your backup left tackle is a guy you expect to be able to come in and play.
Not as good as the starter.
Correct, but he can play as good as a starter sometimes. All the guys behind Jed Wills cannot play as good as a starter ever. That is my problem. I'm not saying you're going to go out and sign an all-pro left tackle to sit on the bench, but you should be able to go sign a guy who in certain situations for a game or so can play at starter level for 70% of the time. And he might have some lapses, which is why he's not a full-time starter, but he can give you good, solid reps at the left tackle. There isn't a guy on our roster behind Jed Wills that you feel like I can go into this game and I'm not going to get completely wrecked at left tackle. There's not a single guy on our roster behind that. That's bad. That's poor planning.
I mean, I think that I think the Browns thought, hey, it was Hudson. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I think that I'm with you where you're saying like, it looks like a glaring hole.
They should have known that Hudson wasn't an option because we knew he wasn't an option last year. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's been bad since day one. So I just that has to. It's almost like going into the season and your backup quarterback's a rookie who's never played before.
Oh, who's done that?
You know what I mean? And like that's the kind of thing. Like we can't. That to me, that's almost that's inexcusable.
Right. That's fair.
I'm not fair.
I mean, that's a fair credit. That's a fair.
Because we even going back to last year, we all said Dobbs should be the backup because he is. We don't want a guy who's never taken a snap to be forced into action to win us a game. And then what happened? He was forced into action and we lost.
Yeah.
So it's the same concept. It's we need a guy who we at least feel comfortable with who can come in and play a game if he needs to. He might not be as good, but he can at least go out there and be serviceable for most of the reps. I would argue that there's nobody serviceable. That's an issue.
Well, it is for sure because that's the situation we're in right now until Jed comes back.
And who knows what's going on there? I mean, that is that if you can't tell, that's what has me the most nervous for the season is the fact that we're not going to be able to block anybody on. This is a new revamped empty set offense all on our quarterback to go out and make plays, and we can't block anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Manly Bands. Dog Pack, if you followed the show for a while, you know that I recently got married. I got my wedding band at Manly Bands. Now, I opted for something a little more simple, so I just got a plain, simple, gold, polished band from Manly Bands, but that's not everybody, and I'm telling you, they've got so many cool different designs and materials available. They've got stuff. They've got bands made out of Jack Daniel's whiskey barrels, meteorites, even dinosaur bones. It's so cool. Just head to manlybands.com, check out the selection, see what they have. They've even got build your own bands if you want to make a custom style band for yourself. And right now, use promo code DAWGS, DAWGS, at manlybands.com when you check out, and you'll get 25% off your order. 25% is a big deal. So make sure if you guys are looking for a new wedding band, Blake mentioned last week or two on the show that, you know, he's lost a lot of weight in the last year. And so his wedding band is a little too big for him. So he's thinking about getting a new one. And I told him, I said, just go to Manly Band, see what they got. And the 25% off your order is such a great deal. You really can't beat it. So at least go check it out. See what they have. They've got some really cool stuff. And again, promo code DAWGS, DAWGS, if you decide to buy one, and you'll get 25% off of that purchase. If you don't know your ring size, you can order a free ring size guide. They'll ship it straight to you. You can punch out the little rings and put them on your finger to see which size fits you best. And then every single band you order comes with a free silicone ring for whenever you want to work out or go swimming or whatever you need a silicone band for, you get one for free shipped with your purchase of a Manly Band from manlybands.com. So check it out. Again, manlybands.com. Use promo code DAWGS for 25% off your order.
It's a way harder to block from the empty sets also when there's no tight ends in there to chip and there's no running backs in there to chip. You're on an island, and so that's what has me the most nervous.
Yeah, because we even said today, like, even if, you know, Jack and Jed are both back for week one and we're good to go on the offensive line, they still haven't practiced.
Correct.
And they're going to be slow. You know,
they're not going to be in game shape.
Exactly. Nope. So I think no matter what, at this point in the preseason, we're going to be behind the eight ball in week one at the offensive line, no matter what happens.
Which at least we're not playing a guy who's all world.
Yeah, no, he's not like all pro.
The only hope is that they fall off a lot without Dan Quinn. If you remember Dallas's defense before Dan Quinn, it was like historically awful.
That's true.
It was the year we torched them. Odell had three touchdowns or whatever. And then they went and got Dan Quinn and they turned into like very good and just forcing it to, maybe they're going to revert back to what they were.
But even when we had Joe Woods, Myles Garrett was still a problem. Micah Parsons is going to be a freaking problem week one.
So that makes me nervous. I guess we can get into, we still got a little bit of time. What about rumors?
Okay.
The rumor mill.
Let's talk the rumor mill.
I keep seeing things online and I don't know how true they are. Mm. And everybody on Twitter pretends to be a reporter and, you know, so, but I've seen at least a lot of chatter.
We'll call it chatter. I've seen these things
that the Browns are very much trying to go after CeeDee Lamb, to the point where I've seen they even have like a deal that they are comfortable with and a contract that they want CeeDee to sign that they're comfortable with, but they're not going to push the deal unless CeeDee were willing to sign it. I don't know if any of this is true. I wouldn't put it past Andrew Berry to at least be kicking the tires.
Yeah.
Because clearly they're not opposed to upgrading the wide receiver room if we were in on the Ayuk deal, which there's differing reports where we're just driving up the price, where we, you know, playing chess with the Steelers while they were playing checkers, that kind of thing. There's, you know, other reports, but I would be in on CeeDee Lamb.
Did you guys, I told Josh, I want to say it was Brad Moneymaker. He posted the rumor, what the projected trade was or what the rumor trade was. And it was CeeDee Lamb for Nick Chubb in a first. And I said, fucking do it right now. And I love Nick Chubb. He is one of my favorite Browns players of all time. If you can sit there and tell me that you would keep Nick Chubb, you'd rather have Nick Chubb over CeeDee Lamb, we've lost you. We've completely lost you. This is fandom. This is complete insanity.
Here's the only, obviously I'm with you. You make that deal before they can change their mind.
Don't let them think about it. Yeah.
There's no way Dallas would make that.
No, not a chance.
There's no way Dallas would make that deal. But I do think we've robbed them once, you know? Mm-hmm. So could Andrew Berry pull off something again? Maybe. And I would definitely be kicking the tires on it and seeing, I mean, we all agree that Amari Cooper's not long for the Browns. It's probably his last year. So you can replace him with CeeDee Lamb and have CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy going forward.
Yes.
And, you know, like if Cedric Tillman, he's looked really good in the preseason. He's been a bright spot in camp and stuff. So he says CeeDee Lamb is under contract. He's not going anywhere.
I agree. Well, I don't think he's going anywhere, but
I think it has less to do with him being under contract and more just the fact that that they're not going to let him leave because they know it would be riots in Dallas.
Yeah. The last thing that I saw about it was that both sides were very close. Like Dallas had their number, CeeDee had their number, you know, his number, and they were very, very close. Like I told Josh earlier, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if that deal's done today, tomorrow, in the next couple. If you're Dallas, and I know we're a Cleveland Browns podcast, but if you're Dallas and you let CeeDee Lamb get traded or you eventually long-term let him leave the team, you don't lock him up, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what Jerry's doing.
The only reason I can think is like Dak's coming up to get paid again and he's going to command.
They're talking about they're going to let Dak walk. That's the rumor. Like
if he plays with them or whoever, he'll be the next highest paid quarterback in NFL history.
Yes.
If these guys who just,
Second in MVP voting last year. Yeah. Like he might not show up. That's the big argument with like Dak. Everybody's like, oh man, doesn't show up in the postseason. And you're right. But
NFL fans though, not just Brown fans, NFL fans are so dumb in this regard. There's not franchise quarterbacks aren't just walking around.
Trust us.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe Dak hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, but he wins a lot of games. He plays well most of the time.
Yes.
That's hard to find,
actually. He gives you the competitive opportunity to at least have a chance at a Super Bowl. All you can ever ask for, really.
Right. Like people pretend like there's just Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks walking around all the time.
And people, the same people, Dak's never won a Super Bowl. It's like, guys, you got to remember.
Well, Josh Allen hasn't like, either, but we're not.
There's been some playoff games recently where he's actually played pretty well, and the defenses took a shit, you know. And it's just the team overall just has not gotten over that hump. I don't think you can just lump it on one guy.
Yeah. So that would be wild. This says Cleveland. Why would they want Chubb? We're not saying they would want Chubb. We're just saying that's the rumor.
That's the rumor, and that's a bad rumor. Feasible.
I feel like every running back that's been semi-available or rumored to be like traded or cut this whole offseason has been, they're going to Dallas. Oh, they're going to Dallas because they don't have a running back.
Yeah. Yep.
Or at least the people don't perceive them as having a running back.
Right.
They have
two, but
they have one and a half. Deuce Vaughn's really little.
I wasn't even counting him. I would say two and a half then. Well, I guess two.
Two.
Just two. Bad math on my part there.
So let me see here. TK, I've been seeing him talk about the trenches. Yes, football is won and lost in the trenches, but this argument, did Troy Aikman, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw put up big numbers? No, because when you have a domino line, you control the game with a balanced attack. How many Super Bowls Marino won breaking records? Here's the problem is, well, like, Joe Montana did put up good numbers for the time. It's not 1980 or 1970 anymore. It's a pass-happy, spread-the-ball-around league. Obviously, just gaudy numbers doesn't get you anything. But you're most likely not winning the Super Bowl on a 40-60 run-pass option where your quarterback throws for 2,800 yards and 8 touchdowns. Like, that's, and you won on the strength of your defensive line. More than likely, you're not winning a Super Bowl that way in the modern-day NFL. You have to go beat Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to score points. I don't think some of the people, they don't understand that the game is, it's so different. Think about it. Sean Alexander used to win MVP.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy, now running backs can't even get second contracts.
Yeah, so true.
And 12, 15 years ago, they were winning MVPs. Mm-hmm. And now you're chastised if you take one in the first 3 rounds. That's how much the game has changed. That's how important the quarterback is. That's why you see teams doing stupid things to try to go get the quarterback. Because without it, you might be able to win 7 or 8 games. You might be able to have a good season every now and then. But you got to go beat Pat Mahomes. And in order to do that, you're going to need somebody who can go toe-to-toe with him in a game. And that's the NFL.
That is just the way it is. You're absolutely right.
So... anything else we want to touch on before we get out of here?
Let's see.
Beat Mahomes with defense. No.
The Bills tried that.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
The Bills didn't go very well.
The 49ers.
And the 49ers.
Yes. They in their 3 Super Bowls in the last 4 years, they've played some okay defenses in those runs. And the only time they lost was when both their starting tackles were out. They have their starting tackles. I'm not saying they beat Tampa Bay, but they probably don't get murdered.
Yeah. And I'll never forget that Buffalo game Buffalo's defense that year was one of the best.
I'm pretty sure it was rated number 1.
And that was like, that was it right there. We're going to take down Pat Mahomes having Josh Allen on offense and a strong defense. Yep. And Mahomes just
13 seconds.
Yeah. 13
one,
seconds just
of the
dismantled
best games
them.
I've ever watched.
It was insane.
13 it's seconds.
Insane.
Yep.
Insane. I guess we just want to talk real quick. Like, did you ever look up roster cutdown day? No, you didn't. I know. I'm just kidding. I did.
Oh, cool, bro. Good. Good. I'm glad you did.
We were doing this the whole way up. He's like, hey, I'm going to look this up real quick. And then by the time we left camp, neither of us had looked it up.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, August 27th. So we have this weekend of preseason football. And then cut downs is Tuesday.
And it has to be down to 53, right? Yes. Okay. Wow. Man, holy crap.
Am I the only one to think it's been like a fast offseason?
It's gone very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe... I don't know, maybe I'm just busy in life, but I feel like it was like a blink off season.
Me too, man. Well,
kids will do that to you, man.
It's true.
So, all right, we'll wrap this thing up. We appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us. Hopefully I wasn't too negative for you guys in the preseason.
Dark today.
Just nervous a little bit with the amount of injuries and the lack of some of the things we were hoping to see, but don't get it twisted. I know the preseason doesn't matter.
Well, remember we did the whole episode with like the new doctor that they hired to come in here and like prevent injury prevention. And then the training camp started and it was like injury, 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 injury. I'm like, get rid of this guy.
And every time I look, and reports, the offense doesn't look good. I watch a game and we're just dinking and it looks like my offense in NCAA 25, you know, when I'm playing against a team that's way better and I'm just like, what is going on? Yeah. Obviously, you know, the games don't matter. None of this has any bearing on the actual season. We were preseason champs the year we went 0-16.
That's true.
And if we come out week 1-2 and we win 30-17, going into week 2, it's not going to be this. It'll be, okay, well, hey, they had us real fooled there. Man, you got me good.
That's why
you fooled me.
That's why just for my own peace of mind, I just want to see like a half a quarter starters and I just want to see them play really well up in Seattle and be like, okay, cool. I feel better now.
Yeah.
I'm not panicking. I'm just... You know, I'm a little scared. You know, I just want to see him play well. I feel like this is the season I've been waiting for my whole life, and I just want it to go well.
This is the anxiety that Browns fans deal with. We live with this. Like, oh man, we got a really good team. Don't fuck it up.
Yes, and it's always in the back of my. Even last year when I'm screaming to not get 2 up and not get 2 down, it's still, you know, there hasn't been a ton of positive to talk about in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So it's, but yeah, I'm excited for the season. I really think the Browns have a chance to be good. It's just, and I trust the coach. I trust the front office. I just want to see it with my eyes now. Yep. I just want to see it happen. So I'm excited for the season. Appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us all off season. Football, real football is right around the corner. Again, if you want to play fantasy with us, you got 2 more days to jump into the dog pack, jointhedogs.com, get signed up for fantasy. We'd love to have you. And again, you can't just do the free trial. You have to actually jump in because it's not fair to the people who are the paid members. But yeah, if you want to play with us, jump in there. We'll get the drafts all set up. We've already got a lot of the leagues set up. And the fantasy is a good time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to do that, again, jointhedogs.com. Another shout out to the Tuscarawas County Browns backers for the shirts. We really appreciate it. If you're local, go catch a game with them at Shenanigans. Get signed up. Help support their chapter. We will see you guys sometime next week talking Seattle game and roster cutdowns. Appreciate you guys being here, and have a good week. Stay positive.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.